Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A brand new podcast from Jampot.
Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Cam.
And we are having a baby. I feel like we need to give a bit of a backstory in this whole pregnancy. Physician, missionary, OBS.
Was it? Join us each week on our journey to becoming parents.
He's butt naked, bent over his bum, his hairy ass, and he's got like a plunger. The highs.
We're about to reveal the gender of our baby.
Oh, my God! Oh,
the lows of what do you want me to do, shit in the garden?
Preferably, yes.
If you saw me outside having a shit, you would lose your head.
This is Now We're Talking Baby. Coming soon.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We're Talking Baby.
Coming Thursday, the 7th of March.
Melissa, are you a doctor?
I want to be, but I'm not.
I'm not a doctor either, and we're not psychologists.
We're not
experts at anything. In fact, we just chat a lot of shit. So,
and we love giving you guys advice, but as
we love giving you guys advice.
Do not take what we're saying as gospel. If you do feel like you need to speak to somebody, please seek professional help.
We're excited for this episode. It's mega.
It's going to be the best episode I think we've done all year so far.
Yeah. We are huge fans.
Huge.
They're fresh off the tarmac. They just landed. They're in London and we got them on our podcast. Don't know how it's happened, but it's happened.
It's Molly and Tom.
From Love Island All Stars.
Woohoo! Oh my God, do you remember what you used to say? Can we have a hoorah? That is definitely worth a hoorah. This is their first interview since landing in the UK. First podcast, anything. We're going to get all the firsts.
All the tea.
And we're the first ones to get it.
So pour that empty cup and get ready for the tea to be poured.
Buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, boys and girls. Girls and boys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We've got a mega, mega episode today. We've got Molly and Tom, Love Island All Stars winners, on the podcast today.
Hello. And this is the first interview, right? That you've done.
First one.
We're so excited.
You landed. You're fresh off the tarmac. You got
last
it. Chill.
Last night.
Thank you so much for coming. How do you
Thanks
feel?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Bit overwhelmed.
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's mad being back.
We actually said after the final, we literally like stared into space for 10 minutes in silence next to each other. And then went, oh, well, what's then, what's just happened?
Literally, how we done that then?
Wait, did you have no idea? Because watching it, I thought you would, like, it was kind of, I think, to the audience,
it was
pretty no brainer you guys were going to win.
Yeah, really? No, I had no idea.
Nah,
literally none whatsoever.
Used to say, I told you that every time the recoupling comes, she's like, I'm getting booed out tonight. I'm going, I was like, yeah, what? How do you know?
Molly, I think you're UK sweetheart.
Yeah, I don't think you're UK.
There's no way. You are absolutely the
favourite. Because you don't know what's going on when you're in there. You have absolutely no idea. So,
right, we need to get into all this. We have so many questions. But before we start, we just want to know, is anything off limits that you don't want us to speak about?
No.
That's what we want. Okay, let's go back to the beginning. Obviously both came in at different times. You were a bombshell, and then were you a bombshell too? Is that what you called it?
Yeah. You were paired up though by the public originally, right?
Yeah.
And how did you get like scouted for it? Did they like just reach out to you like, we want you back on, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
And were you like, oh my God, should I do this? Should I not?
Yeah, I was a little bit like that at first because me and Callum hadn't really been that broken up for that long really. So I was a bit like, I'm not sure. Like,
how long had you been broken up for?
probably like 3-4 months.
That's yeah. fresh. That is fresh.
The hell, I thought
fresh,
it was
that, isn't it?
Very fresh.
When, but it's longer, obviously, than January. It must have been like right. 6-7 months. So, but at the time I was a bit like, I'm not sure, like, do
is
I want to
be
do that?
The beach vibe?
Well, it pretty much was in there, wasn't
villa.
It?
Yeah, yeah. It was.
We used to say that, didn't we? We'd be like, who's ex is next? Yeah. Like, we were sat in there because people coming in with history. But oh yeah, but then I thought, why not? Sod it, give it a go.
And it was definitely worth it.
I know.
Did everyone sort of like know it was happening? Like, were you allowed to speak, or was it like top secret? Could you message, obviously,
your
you
pals?
Kind of knew
like,
each
are
other.
Are you going on?
I had no idea who was going on. I won't lie to you.
A few people.
Because I knew the twins were coming on.
Oh.
Yeah. There loads of people, weren't yeah. there? So many people.
And so you get asked, you're thinking, should I, should I? And both of you obviously were in relationships with people from the
yeah.
From
yeah.
Love
yeah,
Island.
Yeah, because you were
before.
In a relationship with Sammy.
Sammy, yes. Yeah.
When
how
did
long
that
was that?
End?
Must have been about 7-8 months.
Quite a nice time. You're like ready to get back into dating.
Yeah, yeah, I was ready. Yeah, and I think obviously when the call comes, you had the best experience last time. It's like, why would
why
I not?
Why would I not? Yeah,
why
yeah.
would you say no? Like,
yeah,
no one had any people get to do it once, let alone
yeah.
twice.
Yeah,
so it was just.
Surely you know also that your housemate, flatmate, was going to be going on
Katie,
it too.
My favorite person.
We
oh,
are
obsessed with him.
I'm actually hilarious.
He's so
he's
gorgeous as well.
He drives me insane. 24 hours a day.
His TikTok is my favorite thing in the entire world. TikTok.
Oh. We were watching them this morning, actually. Oh, so funny.
Yeah,
can't wait for him to third wheel.
Me and Jamie are actually obsessed with him.
So
funny.
So funny. He had been hysterics. And on,
he's got
everyone.
Such a good heart. He's such
yeah.
a good lad.
He loves
everyone.
You
I love
so
him to
much.
At the final, bless him, he just came and hugged me and jumped on me. And he was like, there for a minute. I was like, are you going to get off? Like, shall I keep hugging you on? But nah, I love him to a bit. It's fine. He's a proper good lad.
He's so nice.
Yeah.
So did you know that yeah. you were both going on? Did that like give you a bit more like, oh, this is going to be so fun?
Yeah, like me and Case, obviously, he was like, he's one of my best mates now. Met him on the show last time. Then we both got the call. We was like, my best, we're going to be in there with like my best
mate.
So it's like, yeah.
You definitely want to get that.
Yeah, but obviously I didn't know when, I was meant to fly out on the 19th. And then I got a call, I think on the 4th of Jan. And it was like, can you fly tomorrow?
I
was
oh my
like,
gosh,
I was
what
like,
the
yeah,
heck?
Like, cool. And then I
was
in hold,
like,
I was in holding for like 18 days.
How mad is that?
I don't quarantine.
It's horrible.
I loved it, me.
What? Well, we had different experiences. I was literally allowed to go to the gym and they'd make me get a water taxi. The gym was like a 2-minute walk and the water taxi took about 20 minutes to get to the gym.
Why? In case you were seen by somebody.
Make it make sense. Don't understand.
But surely when you were going out, like hoods down, like people would see you at
the
airport, right?
Oh, well.
You're like, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. And then I went to the beach one day for 2 hours, dropped off, 2 hours on the beach and then picked up. Yeah.
Sorry. And then I'd what about when you're in your hotel? Like, where do you go and eat? Do you have to just stay in your room?
I'm not allowed to go out to eat, but then everyone else had been going to. No. Oh, no, this is what I'm saying.
Ball me.
Yeah. Everyone else, when I spoke to them, was like, oh, I was going for meals. I went to the beach a few more times. I did this. Jess and Eve were tanning all day.
No, Molly, wait. So you literally sat in your room like this? Yeah.
What the hell?
I would go crazy. How long? How many days?
Like 9 days.
That's a long time.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I was at the beach every day.
You're having a lovely
wait,
time.
I'm still not tan though, are you?
Bronze, very bronze. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Talk to us about your journey, guys. Tell us everything.
So mine, I would say, started off quite traumatic.
You had enough time, didn't
you? Yeah.
Did you have any idea Callum was going to be in there?
No. So I was getting ready and you obviously don't know what's going on. They won't let you know who's, even though they'd all known who was going in, it had been released like the starting lineup. I was sat in my little trailer waiting to go in and you sat there for hours.
Oh my God.
So I was literally like rocking back and forth waiting. And it was just like waiting and waiting and waiting. I was thinking, why am I waiting for so long? And then they come in and they showed me who the starting lineup was. And I did think there was a potential that he
there
could be
chance.
Either already going in a starting lineup or he might come in a bit later. And he wasn't on there. And I was thinking, oh, great. I'm having my moment. I'll go in. I'll get settled. And then he'll probably come in like a week or so. And
you'll have all your pals.
I'll be settled then. I might have like a
your
connection.
Territory.
Yeah. He'll be coming into my house.
Yeah.
And I walked in and he was already in there, saw the back of his head and thought, cheers.
Oh,
that's
God.
Great, isn't it?
You look so good there.
Thank you. Like, oh. Thank God there was a glam squad because that would have been awkward.
Do you have that?
Yeah, I got hair makeup done before I went in.
And you don't do that every night. I don't know how you guys do that every flipping night. I would
we used to
like,
wait for the girls. The girls would take like 3 hours to get ready. Those boys are ready in 10 minutes. And
one
there.
Shower.
I want to know showers. Is there only one loo?
Two.
That's not okay.
Still,
like,
why not?
What to... Like, no.
We tried to have boys upstairs and girls downstairs, but it was a bit of a free-for-all, to be honest.
I, like, couldn't cope with the loo situation. Like,
no.
Yeah, wait, we're going to have to dive into this slightly. So what if someone was, like, a bit unwell? What the
Oh, everyone
we,
got unwell.
We all were.
What? Why?
Everyone. Yeah.
What, the at least it was all of you, but like, yeah. What the heck?
You're just like, you're just such good friends at that point, it doesn't matter. Well, the boys wouldn't listen to us. We tried to say, like, boys, can you just stay upstairs, please? Because us girls, at least. Anyway. But then you'd just see them all coming downstairs still.
I'd
and then
like,
you'd go in the toilet and then you'd see the door handle go and you'd be like,
oh my God. I guess, as you say, it's just like everyone's in the same boat.
No, yeah.
Ben
us girls used to look out for each other though.
We'd yeah. have like one I, each, I like, would make you stand outside the loo.
So we'd have like someone on
you
standby.
Have
absolutely.
Not on the door, but they'd kind of like be waiting around,
the
be in the bathroom or I in the hallway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then if a boy was coming in, we'd be like, oh, no, like, you know, just like distract you or something.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's
absolutely
good. You need
needed.
Them like hovering
yeah.
around. Just tell us stuff that no one else knows.
Yeah, give
that
us the happens. Inside scoop,
really
guys.
Just go deep. Oh, what there's obviously there? A story to tell.
Oh my God, come on.
That
come
smile on. Says the it all. Go on, Tom.
What, Tom? Come on.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that obviously went on.
I mean, you will spill the tea then?
Shut up. I'm like, I'm dying.
I'm on the edge of my seat. There's obviously something.
There's a few big things.
Oh my God, Tom!
You know exactly what I'm thinking of.
Come on, tell us. Guys, you must. Give us a clue, we can guess, and then you can nod or say no.
Oh, fucking hell, man. there was obviously like times in there where people probably had really, really big bust ups and it probably didn't really get aired.
Is it a guess? Will you nod or shake? Okay, is it couple?
Okay.
Or is it mates?
Couple.
Georgia and Toby
slept a lot.
Yeah, they did.
Like just naps.
As in shagging.
Just
no.
I think just naps. So there wasn't actually much bust up with them.
Anton and Georgia. So then what happened? So they had a fight once, twice, three times a lady.
I think there was obviously quite a few moments.
What were they fighting about? One fight was about who kissed louder.
Oh yeah,
was
that was aired.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
That part was aired, but like the next day,
but
when
you could
she
see
then
he
said like
downstairs.
So I got really close with him in there, and I think a lot of the times he'd come to me for advice. Obviously, yeah, I'm younger than him, but I'd go to him and he'd take on board my advice and stuff like that. And I think he found the whole process really tough. Mm. I think.
Bless him.
Yeah,
I
he did
love
found
him.
It. He found it really tough, and there were times in there where maybe he probably thought about leaving or stuff like that. He got a bit emotional as well, bless him. So yeah, I think I grew really close to him, and to be fair to him, they seemed to resolve things quite fast. There was a few nights in there where things got really heated.
Do you know what it is? It's as well because there was a few nights where we managed to get a few extra drinks.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Because
you don't get much in there.
I know, two drinks a night is not enough for anything
shocking.
Spicy to happen either.
Yeah.
Like, two reds, if you have a red, it's a bit
Oh, that
more
second red hit me though. Yeah. I can't drink for
there
shit.
There was
but
one time when Georgia Steele was talking to me at the fire pit. I swear down, I don't have a clue what she was saying to me. I was staring
really?
Right through. I was just like, also and that was like within the first few bits. So I'd have like my two red wines and I'm a lightweight. So I was just like,
yeah.
And then I went beach hut. Don't remember what I was saying. So God knows what happened that day.
Watch that one back.
Yeah, oh God.
From the outside, there was some interesting. Georgia Steele was quite controversial. What was she like in there?
Yeah, I need to know everything.
We need
first,
to know.
I was like obsessed. I was like, she's the most beautiful person that's walked the planet. I was like, she's so sassy. She's carrying the series.
Yeah.
And towards the end of it, I was like, not sure if she's my favourite.
I mean, she's had some pretty, she's been, you know, there's been some moments.
Yeah. I think in there, obviously, you're in there for 24/7 with people. So
it can get intense.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get on top of each other sometimes.
There was also like some things that you guys had like tiffs, but then like in the next episode, there wouldn't really be a filmed scene of like you guys sorting out, and then all of a sudden she'd be stroking your arm, and I was like, what?
Oh, I'm sure that was...
It's quite confusing. Obviously, so much happens like that doesn't get shown. And yeah. I'm like, when did that all get resolved? Because like, I think she was not nice.
We kind of just got on as well. Like, we did get on really well at the start, really, really well. And we still do now. Like, everything's like, there's fine. No problem or anything between us. There was just a few things that obviously I wouldn't like. Maybe she didn't like what anything I did and stuff like that. We kind of grated on each other a little bit over situations. But I don't know, you're living with people, so you've just got to
things
kind of
are gonna
get
happen
on with
as well,
it.
Aren't they? Yeah.
Just sort of.
I thought you came across very
you
well.
You did. You carried yourself very, very, very so well. Gracefully.
Oh, thank you.
In every scenario.
But I guess you guys had no idea what like the public was seeing, like the clips when she was like, you know, I'm grateful for my long hair and my family.
Oh,
like,
no.
You don't know that. That's tricky, like that's where it's crazy. You don't know what's being...
It's quite nice.
Bliss. I think you'd otherwise be so paranoid about how you're coming across the whole time, and then you wouldn't be that authentic, probably, if people knew.
Yeah, no, it's true. I think as well, like, you kind of forget, well, I did.
You do forget that you've been filmed. You've got microphones.
Sounds silly, but you actually
totally
do.
Totally comes across, because some people then lie about what they've done, and it's like, hun, it was filmed.
Not some people.
Are you forgetting that?
Yeah. No, when you do.
It's so
bizarre. And like, even when we did MIC, you forget. People don't realise that, but you really do. And that is, you can so tell on Love Island, it's authentic.
But I really just want to touch on one thing, because we've scooted over Georgia Steele, and we won't talk about her too much, because obviously we're heavy. Tom, you had history with Georgia Steele.
Yeah.
That's like a How quote of the series, that? Having history with someone.
Oh my God, it was, wasn't it?
It really was. Because there was quite a lot of history going on. How did that, because obviously we saw one thing. I know there's a lot of editing that goes on. Like, what was it, the situation in the villa for you guys?
I think obviously I think I must have seen George for about 2 days out the villa, like before.
Is that it?
So much history.
Yeah, so it's
What do you mean?
Shut.
Yeah, so up. we weren't seeing each other.
I thought you were dating.
I thought you were dating.
Did.
I thought
you did drive up with no phone.
Yeah, I did do that.
Romantic.
She's like,
no phone and a piece of paper, and he knocked on all the doors to find the right one.
What, say that again?
Yeah. That's what she said. You knocked on all the doors to find
Where was you with the piece of paper with
her
address?
Did I miss this?
I did not
in
knock
the
on nobody's door.
Yeah.
She said you were knocking on doors to find
I knocked on no one's door.
Wait, I thought you went up, you had no phone, you got her address, and then you drove.
No, I was on a trip in Mallorca, I ended up dropping my phone in the sea. Long story. I had a number on a piece of paper, and I ended up driving up to York, and we only saw each other for about 2 days, but I won't class it as history.
No, that not
like
at all.
We weren't dating like or anything.
That's like not even what. That's like literally like I had a one night with someone.
So
like,
when people say history, I'm like,
because it was kind of relayed differently to us girls.
Go on then.
No, she just made it a little different. I think she made it sound a little bit more. Of a thing,
right?
And then she did say that you were knocking on doors to find.
Yeah, well, that's not true.
That's hilarious.
I mean, my God, quite romantic if you were, but
I know. Funny. I was thinking, God, he's had it. Like Molly has turned 10, because to me, it didn't look like you were interested in George at all. I think it came across you were gun ho.
Yeah, 100%.
She definitely tried.
Yeah, I think even before when I first got wind of All Stars, I remember I was sat with my two best mates, and they was actually like to me, if there's anyone who you want to go in. Like, I didn't even know Molly before. We'd never spoke.
No.
And there was like, who do you want to go in? I said, I'd really like Molly Smith to go in. Mm. So she was the first name that I said. They'll hold me to that as well.
Very sweet.
But like me and Moll, I think we'd said hi and bye at a premiere or something. We'd never spoke or anything like that. I think that's what I liked. Normally, I think...
Bit of mystery.
Yeah, normally in this industry, I think probably majority of the girls maybe aren't really for me. But I think Molly is a complete opposite to that. Like, she's got everything going for her. It's nice to have a girl that's not relying on me or things like that. Molly's got all her own shit together.
Yeah,
like,
independent.
Yeah, I think that's what I really like.
Sweet.
So yeah, but yeah, me and George Steele, I won't class it as history at all.
No, it wasn't a thing, but it was very much so. I think it was very, like, I would say it was very 80-20 sided.
She did try and spend a lot of time with Tom.
Did you see when she did the heart rate challenge and she was like, I know what gets Tom's heart racing. I was like, what are you doing?
I watched that
Everyone
whole episode.
Doesn't
I
make
that?
It. You're really ruining it for yourself. Just shush.
She did say one thing to us as well that I don't think got aired. So after Tom had done his for us, when he left, she shouted across me to Arabella and was like, oh, he put his hand on my chest or my neck or whatever. She was like, I wonder how he knew how to do that or something.
Taking advantage slightly of how nice you are, because like she wouldn't dare do that to someone that like no one would do that to her, because she'd be like, what the fuck are you saying in front of me? That's so disrespectful to say that in front of me. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if she actually meant it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I don't think she did. I don't think she was doing it in a malicious way. I just don't think she realised how it came
actually
across.
Oblivious. Yeah.
God, it all worked out well in the end, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When did you guys feel like, oh, this is actually it, like I'm really into you?
Tom felt like this before he went in the villa, clearly.
I'd probably say after our first like the date, that's when I really thought, oh no, this is really nice. Because you get a little bit of like how it could be on the outside, and you're dead sweet as well.
You are.
And he always was dead attentive. Like he'd come round and he'd like fill my water up. I'd get in bed and my water bottle would be filled up next to my bed. He's so cute. Like, do you want anything? Do you want any food? Are you all right? Have you put your sun cream on?
Oh my God, that's
but I'm not like that with that. So that's why it was like a bit like, well, I had a moment where I was like, shit, I actually like this girl. Like,
oh my God, that's so lovely.
And obviously like, you're friends with Callum, which is lovely.
Yeah.
And he's so happy for you.
I know.
So it's a really unusual but great situation.
I know, they get on so well.
Yeah, me and Carl, like, obviously, in a normal world, we wouldn't get
cross paths probably either, really.
I spent time with him and I remember one time he said to me, he was like, look, mate, he kind of said, I'm glad it's you that's with Molly. And I was like, aww. Oh, like, it takes a big man to say that.
Yeah.
No, he came across very well.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. And we and him just got on, like, we'd sit and chat just as mates and stuff. And I haven't got a bad word to say about him, to be fair.
And obviously on that, you've come out of the villa, you don't know what's going on outside, you've come out and social has blown up about you and Callum.
Yeah, I still didn't really understand where that was all coming from.
There was one, right, on the way here, I got tagged in a story. This is how ridiculous it is. And I looked at it and it said, something about us being sat on the sofa in the final is the fact that their legs are crossed inwards towards each other, a sign. I was like, no, it was just comfortable. And I had a slit on one side of my dress, so I had to cross my leg that way.
It's crazy.
It's so weird.
It's so mental. I think also like the camera angles, like the way they shot it doesn't help. Oh, so every time something would happen, you would pan to Callum.
Callum would be like looking at like and a vice lolly versa. Or something.
Yeah.
And then it can pan
so they
to
obviously
you.
Tried to make it seem like,
yeah.
It was,
of course,
but how does that make you? That's quite intense, tough for both of you in different ways.
I think obviously I've come out and I've seen a lot of messages like Molly and Callum should get back together, and obviously it's shit to see, it's shit. But I think in there was no sign of Molly and Callum. Like if there'd have been an inkling or something, like if there was flirting or stuff, I'd have been like, okay, like I need to address this. But there was nothing at all. So and everyone said that in there when it came out. I was like, where's this come
exactly.
from?
Yeah, exactly. Like, obviously, 24/7 in the villa, you'd know if there was something going on or a vibe or anything like that. Obviously, the public are only seeing what is being seen in an hour. Like, and like you say, it can be shot a bit differently and things. So
that will completely blow over. Yeah. Like, that's just almost like people have just, it's like a trend now, isn't
it? I understand it though. I get it. Like, people obviously want the fairy tale. They've been together a long time. I understand where it comes from. But yeah, at the end of the day, it is still shit to see.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Yeah.
We can confirm you guys are lovely together.
Oh, thank you.
So lovely.
So you get put in a bed together straight away. Quite nice.
What did you say?
No, it was nice. Yeah.
It was quite nice.
No, it was not. I didn't say anything.
It's nice.
Yeah.
No, I would really
like that.
Same. It is, but it's the like, beds aren't that
imagine
big,
if you,
you
hit
know.
Someone, though,
she
you
gets
wanna...
a cuddle all night, gorgeous. Yeah.
It's like quite small and he's 6'5" and it was like
Christ,
taking up all the bed.
6'5", yeah. And there's a wooden bit at the end of the bed. Yeah. So my feet are like that. I'm like, for fuck's sake, man.
Well, I really have to ask a question. Like, what's the brushing teeth situation? Because I can go over how close everyone was in the morning. I'd be like, I have to
brush
my teeth.
And everyone gets in each other's bed and like talking to each other. I'm like, no.
I know. Like, I used to be like this.
Yeah, and
you had to talk about straight away. You weren't saying anything.
That would be me. I'm not behind anyone.
I have to have a coffee and come round first. But every morning, everyone would want to chat and like,
jump
and
on, yeah, like
they
said,
were
jump
so
on your bed.
Sprightly. Yeah. And they were like, do you want to come in, babe? I'm like, no.
Casey would allow. He's so sweet and clean.
Oh, Casey, oh
we
my
just
God.
Have such an obsession with
we're
him.
We're so obsessed with Casey.
So
you
two
and Casey, are you going to become a thruple now? Is that like, that's the vibe?
Yeah, why
we
not?
We said, like, we can imagine us chilling and he'll just, like, jump in between us. Like, what's going on there, guys?
I said as well, when Tom first comes to mine, I'll probably open my door and Casey will be behind him with his suitcase.
Oh,
I
know!
But I love him to bits. He's got such a good heart, man.
Yeah,
he's such
he
a good. I feel like me and him are like, we're polar opposites. That's why we get on so well.
You're such a good little duo. Yeah. Want to know about post Philly? So you landed yesterday. You're here today. So grateful to have you. What's the situation now? You live in Manchester. You currently live in London.
Yep.
Are you going to move? To be near each other.
Yeah, because you already live with each other that whole time. So it's a good test. Yeah.
I know. It's going backwards now. Mm. Yeah, you go like from the end to back to the start. You have to start the dating and stuff like that instead. Yeah.
So what are you going
to
do then?
Well, I already had plans to move back up to actually Manchester before I met Mo. I want to go back to football, back to my old team, Macclesfield. So my family in Yorkshire. I feel like I've been in London now. I've done it. Obviously, I enjoy it, but I'm a northerner. My home's up there. Football's my passion. So yeah, that was the plan before.
Convenient.
Would you maybe move in together?
Would you? Probably not yet.
No, I think it'd be like we like I said, that stuff happens naturally. You don't want to put pressure on anything and ruin stuff. Like I said, even like my home Barnes is like 50 minutes from Manchester. Like it's nothing.
Yeah, it's not far at all.
Yeah. Oh my God, amazing.
So if you can drive from London to York, you can drive from Barnsley to Manchester.
Damn straight.
You
know,
you're like, you, know.
You can knock on a few doors. I might not tell you what the number is.
Just watch on the ring doorbell. Has the album been dropped?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, it's so annoying if I ever just bring that magic.
We shut that down quick, didn't we? Oh no.
Okay, well, no pressure, guys. You just landed. So.
Okay. Yeah, time. You're going to give that a beat, I guess. You want to, like, you don't want to rush everything in there. I remember there was a point in Love Island where it was, like, every couple went through the same, like, process. It'd be like, can we be girlfriend, boyfriend? And then the last episode in the final, they'd be like, I love you.
Yeah.
And it was like textbook. And everybody'd be like, come back from the date. Guys, he said, I love you. And everyone's reaction was the same. And I was like, oh God, surely not. Yeah.
Honestly, no.
These things happen naturally.
Yeah. Of course they do. They
I'm
do.
Sure Tom will say
did anyone then,
I'm sure he will too.
Did anyone say that in the villa and did anyone do any like hanky panky or anything?
No, I don't think anyone slept together.
Well, to my knowledge, I don't think anyone did.
It's a long time to like if you've got real chemistry with someone to wait that long weeks. Being in a bed with someone that would be difficult.
Surely people did.
Maybe they did. I don't honestly. I really
what?
Don't
has
know.
Has a lot
yeah.
of caffeine and like the
they might as well have
been going to sleep at night and be like little teepees like.
These are like pitching tents.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's hilarious. Yeah.
You can hear everything.
Yeah, you can. The beds are very, very close next to each other as well. So like...
I couldn't cope. Yeah, I'm so self-conscious.
So that is... You know,
and Tom with his loud kissing as well.
I know.
Well, and he snores.
And he's...
No.
Who is the snorer?
GH.
And Anton.
Yeah.
Well, good match then. Don't you fall in off the couple. Okay, guys, we've got some quick fire questions.
Let's go.
I'm really upset this is coming to an end. I have so much.
Yeah, we got the best of Jessica. Come.
Okay.
Most fun in the villa?
Josh.
Casey.
Snakiest person in the villa?
Probably George Steele.
Yeah, that was good. Landy gets up. That person you trusted the most in the villa?
Thomas.
Oh. This one.
Oh, gorgeous.
Messiest islander in the villa?
Yeah, I quite want to know the answer to that.
Oof.
Mitch?
Yeah.
He loved to stir stuff up.
Oh, no, you mean like...
Oh, do you mean like uncleansing? Oh,
yeah.
Or do you mean messy as in like...
No,
situation.
I mean messy clothes.
I mean,
give us an
oh, I
for
mean
both.
Messy, like sneaky Mitch.
Mitch, yeah. Then for that.
Do you know what to him though? If he had something on his mind, he would just say it. Like he wouldn't... So I actually respect him for that.
Yeah,
but
true.
Some of the stuff he used to say, I was like...
Josh would do it in a funny way, though. He'd like to try and wind people up, but in a funny way.
Yeah, they both say exactly what they're for.
And who's actually messy
as in untidy?
I'd actually say Josh, because he never used to make his bed, did he?
There was one bed always unmade in the shops.
Oh, it's probably, yeah.
How does the laundry work?
Oh, God, yeah, and the cleaning.
Oh, so there's cleaners that come in.
Every Saturday, laundry, innit?
Every Saturday, you put all your laundry in, and then you'll get it back like a few days later.
I've put 15 pairs of Calvins in the other day and haven't gone back.
How much alcohol did you get to drink this season?
Two glasses a night. If you were lucky.
Oh, I see. We used to have cranberry juice and they used to make it look like red wine. That's how death it was.
No, because we'd turn up like absolutely steaming and they were like, we can't film. Yeah. We'd be like... Okay. What and when do you eat?
So you have lunch.
Breakfast you cook yourself as well, I guess.
Sometimes you don't have breakfast. You wake up
and they go, lunch is in an hour. Yeah, lunch is coming now.
Yeah, there was one night we was up till the sun came up, like 6 a.m.
Oh, yeah. 6 a.m.
Filming.
Every night was like 4
or 5. What night was that?
Guys, you're
was it that Joe and John?
6 a.m. You filmed.
Yeah,
it.
We was like this. Everyone's like this. Everyone's eyes are bloodshot. People are talking to each other.
Sorry, I'm actually a mega fan, but I can tell which night. One night, the night you were all shaking. You had to do like who was the cleverest couple. Everyone looked knackered and tired and cold.
Honestly.
Yeah, there's some one nights, night the sun came up, innit?
Yeah. No, this was getting the birds between.
My circadian rhythm would be all over the place. I'd be really upset.
But that's why you don't know what time it is while you're in there.
Of course, you don't get given a watch or anything.
Nothing. There's no time anywhere.
Guys.
Everyone's covered, like... phones, watches, if they come in to speak to you, whatever, there's no time anywhere.
No,
you don't know how long you've slept.
Well, sometimes if the producers came in and had the phone, obviously you'd be like,
yeah, you'd be like this. We're all like this, trying to see what time it is.
Oh my God, that really threw me. You really are in a bubble there.
Yeah, you kind of know that lunch is around 1:30 and dinner's around 7-ish.
Yeah.
So that's the only way you can like...
gauge it. So sometimes you're sleeping till 1.
Yeah.
Nuts. Love it.
How's the food?
I actually really like the food, you know. Did you?
It was chicken, fish and feta every day.
Feta? What a random thing. What, that was
constant
your choice?
Constant bowl of feta.
It was Hannah. What did Hannah used to say?
Chicken, fish and fucking feta.
Oh, it's such a good impression. We loved her.
I love Hannah.
She's class, man.
Best dressed in the villa. Sorry, got carry on with these.
I like GH. She was dead cool. She had all these quirky outfits.
I think all the boys kind of dressed quite similar. Apart from Anton.
Yeah, that's what's like Anton's muscle fit.
Like smart.
Yeah, he is smart.
Lovely clean.
His polos and his little,
Okay, who was the best chef in the villa? Callum's obviously a cook. Did he cook for you guys?
Was that Callum and Josh making toasties every night, wasn't it?
Yeah, they didn't really cook anything that nice, to be fair. Anton used to cook us eggs all the time.
Probably
like,
Anton, you know.
And the other kind of, I'd say Anton. Yeah. He used to always cook for us at the night.
Oh my God, we love Anton.
He couldn't do
sounds like everyone could do with a bit of Anton.
Yeah, literally.
He's always routine.
Gets up at like 3 a.m.
But he did that in the villa. He got up at 3, went to gym.
He'd wake me up 15 to work out in the morning. And
3
then,
a.m. is the middle of the night.
And get back in bed.
Yeah.
Wait, why did he
and
do
then
that?
And then he'd be like, oh, good morning, everyone.
Yeah.
Still
would wake up like this. He'd be like, up like this.
Yeah.
You said 16
coffees a day.
16 coffees a day.
No, that's not right.
No, that whole routine... That's not.
Wait, talk to me about the gymming situation because I've never seen it better. You're all of your body, you're just looking 10 out of 10.
Shocking.
Oh, yeah, the gyms are shambles.
We did laps around the pool.
Usually they show it with normal Love Island. There was no gym scenes in this
one. We used to gym after dinner or before dinner. So
and that's
it's not
when
sure.
They're not filming.
Yeah.
Oh, a couple you're most excited about to socialise with?
Josh and Soph?
Yeah, them two and Adam and Arabella.
Yeah.
Okay, right, we just have to cover one thing. When Adam and Arabella had their first kiss, he pulled away and he's like fuming.
He is?
Yeah, like odd. I don't know. And there's like things of it on TikTok. Like he's obviously like something's going on where he's like furious that he's just kissed her or something.
Wait,
you
what?
Need to watch it. It's like
can we
he
see
it? Looks.
Have you got the clip?
He like pulls away and he's like.
He's upset. Shit. Play it back.
And he like pushes her off. It's like,
what the hell?
Yeah.
Let's play it back again. I don't want to watch that. That's enough Coronation Street or something, right?
See? And I'm like, so then I was like, how is this not spoken about more?
Oh my God, what the hell?
Did he throw it? Yeah, and I was like, he's not into it.
No, he's like got a bone or something, obviously.
Either he thinks that she's like the worst kisser that he's ever had.
No,
because
that's
then
got
throughout the thing, he's obviously really into her. I'm like, something's happened in that moment, which is really...
Did
can I watch it again?
To you after he kissed
No, he was proper into Arabella.
No, to me, that's
it. Must be like he's
he
like,
never said anything about
he's
that.
Like, excited.
Yeah, yeah, and he's thought, stop, quick.
To me, it
looks
like.
Before I rip your clothes off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's like that's that. What it was. Yeah.
And then he like almost
I just
goes
remembered
like,
that.
Who was in it for the followers?
Mitch.
Surely probably everyone Mitch. Is slightly, because like you know you're going in there to get followers. So
well,
like,
I didn't think that the following would go up that much because no. I was thinking we've all already been followed by like the Love Island fans.
Right.
So when you go back in, you're already going to be
did you go out much?
Yeah, I did actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, well, actually
you
got up.
But I bet some people haven't.
There's probably a few people that are probably pissed off that the following aren't going off, I bet.
Hey.
No, I'm just... You know.
Go on.
No, I'm just guessing.
He loves to do this.
Yeah, you're to dangle that camera.
Who else? I know. I would have said Mitch was quite like.
Oh yeah, Mitch loves it, and he'll be the first.
Yeah,
to say it
he'll
as well.
Say that. He's not bothered about that. Yeah. I wouldn't know who else. I'm trying to think any girls that are a bit. I don't think us girls were that bothered about.
Yeah,
following.
None of the girls gave me that vibe.
No.
Actually,
none of the lads were really.
Well, no, I thought it was a great cast. It was such a good cast.
It was, you know, and I think everyone just got on. Like, obviously, there was times where some nights got, like, it was intense. And I think it probably didn't get shown, but some nights were like,
yeah,
fuck, this is a lot. Like, the boys were arguing.
Yeah, there was
not
a lot.
Really?
Yeah, no. It was the PDAs, I think. I remember the boys were like...
Yeah, Toby was, stormed out.
Like, no, there was some proper tension.
There's a lot
the
going on.
What's Toby like? You couldn't get much.
They didn't show much of his personality.
But then on the unseen clips, again, super fan. You really saw his like. He's really cute and funny.
Yeah, no, he's funny, Toby.
Yeah, he is.
He was quite energetic. Yeah, he was dead easy to get on with. Yeah. Really lovely.
I thought he was.
Yeah,
lovely.
Really
he
friendly.
He found it tough again, didn't he?
Yeah.
I think
even on the final day, he was like, I want to go home now. Yeah.
Oh, bless
him. I think it's a long time in there, isn't it?
How long was it in total?
6 weeks?
Yeah, that is a long time. Quick question. Do you think Toby and Georgia will last?
Yeah, I do. I think they've been through a bit of a journey, and I think if they do seem to really, really like each other and get on and
gel. I agree. They look like they're really in love.
I think obviously the been in that together, it's probably brought them a lot closer, I think, having all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sometimes you got to go through trauma.
Yeah. Makes you a bit stronger, doesn't it?
Yeah. Are you guys official?
No.
What are you doing in life?
If you are. What is the whole exclusive thing as well?
I feel locked like exclusive and girlfriend's like the same thing.
Oh, is it?
I feel like. Well, actually, no, maybe not.
I was
ages, and then I was like, call me your bloody girlfriend.
Yeah. It's too many statuses now. I don't understand them all.
No, I feel like it's because we're too old. Just like,
yeah. Too old for all that. Don't understand what's going on. Are we courting?
Courting?
Yeah. Oh my God. Hello, Bridgerton. When do you think you will become official?
When?
Give the listeners what they want.
Yeah, obviously, like, I want more to eventually be my missus, obviously.
Missus?
Yeah, like
it's a proper northerner, isn't it?
But that stuff, like obviously we've been in a villa together, that stuff's like it's intimate, it's private.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to make it a big thing and do it in the villa. I know some people
so
do and that's okay for them, but nah, that's not a bit of me, and I wouldn't be with more knife. I didn't want it to be my girlfriend, so yeah.
And I think as well, like we've not met friends and family and stuff as well.
We got back last night, we've literally not even met as family yet.
Okay, so just quickly before we round it off, what's the plans?
Yeah.
Like when are you meeting them?
Right after this, are you going up? No.
We're going home on Friday.
Friday, so we've got a few more days.
Yeah.
But then, we'll probably try and...
Probably next week sometime.
And he used to meet Nelly as well, so then... Yeah. And if she don't like him...
I'm out.
Game over.
You're gone.
She bites me. I'm
sorry.
You've got to bring some like dogs.
I'm still having to bring the biggest bag of treats.
Yeah. And just have them everywhere.
Yeah.
Pockets.
All over.
Guys, we love you. We're so happy you came on and we're so happy you won. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Sam. Molly, I can't with how much I loved her watching it. In person, exactly the same, like 10 out of 10. So stunning.
What a gorgeous girl,
Tom,
inside and out.
He was lovely.
Tom
and they were a
lovely
couple.
So
lovely, and he's so in love with her, and just they are so in love. It's
I wonder
so
if they'll go the full mile.
100%, I really do.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for them. Guys, we're going to be back next week with more of your dilemmas. Please keep them coming in. We love you guys so much.
Love
Thank
you
for
guys.
Listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.